From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. And now your letters. And we start with a correction to a story that aired Friday about retiring Supreme Court Justice David Souter. We said that he wrote the court's 5-3 ruling striking down as excessive a $2.5 billion punitive damage award against Exxon for a massive oil spill in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. Well, as listener Ellie Boyce of Boulder, Colorado points out, Prudhoe Bay is almost 700 miles away and in a completely different ocean from the actual location of the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Prince William Sound.
Also on Friday, our coverage of Chrysler seeking bankruptcy protection ended with this question. If the Detroit icon survives bankruptcy as part of a deal with Italian automaker Fiat, would the new company change its name? And if so, what should it be called? Many of you sent in suggestions, some funny, some downright angry. Jeremy Albright of Ann Arbor, Michigan, is still smarting from his last Chrysler experience. He writes, "Here's the only new name that will get me to consider buying one. We're sorry for designing that 1997 Chrysler Cirrus that gave you so many expensive headaches."
It has a nice ring to it. Dan Derishan of Latrobe, Pennsylvania, had fun with the idea, and he couldn't pass up the chance to take a dig at the Obama administration. He writes, "Automobama Motors, of course. Buy an Automobama. You'll be paying on it for years."
Mick Cranston of Eugene, Oregon, and Matthew Iadarola of Los Angeles also worked the president into their idea. Both wrote in with the exact same suggestion. FIAB, short for Fix It Again, Barack.
Kim Davis of Knoxville, Tennessee, suggests Falbatross. Bradley Walker of Larksville, Pennsylvania, likes the name Haven't We Tried This Before, Inc.
And Dale Newton of Stillwater, Minnesota writes, "In response to your request for name suggestions for the merged Chrysler and Fiat companies, it seems that the obvious choice is Fiat Accompli."
We also got a few optimistic visions for a new and improved Chrysler brand. Confessor Torres of Elizabeth, New Jersey, suggests Phoenix Motors and writes, "Their new logo will be a winged bird rising from the flames, holding American and Italian flags in its beak, and that their first joint car should be named the Esperanza."
And finally, the name that was by far the most suggested, Fiasco.
Well, if you think the new Chrysler will rise from the ashes or simply crash and burn, or if there's something else in our program that caught your attention, we'd like to hear from you. You can write to us by going to npr.org. Click on Contact Us.